Dr. Pesky dictating a mail IME on Gabriel Colon, C-O-L-O-N. Gabriel Colon is a 42-year-old male and reports he injured his left knee at work on 3-21-20. He was coming out of the back of his truck from a height of about 5 feet. Apparently he slipped and landed firmly on his feet. Apparently he completed the next delivery and then felt pain in his knee. Apparently it worsened over the course of the day. Apparently he then went to an urgent care center. Apparently he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. That was repaired surgically in June of 2020. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively as well as 2 sets of viscosupplementation injections. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Colon was seen on 3-31-20 by Dr. Godfrey at Atlantic Care Occupational. Period. He described jumping off the back of his truck to get down and felt a strain slash pop in his knee. Period. He never fell to the ground. Period. History was remarkable for the right greater than the left knee, degenerative joint disease. Period. He had 6 synvisc injections in both knees in the past. Period. The last such injection was given to the left knee in October 2019. Period. After exam, they diagnosed knee sprain and effusion. Period. New paragraph. We need to intertwine the paragraph I just did with the summary we have in hand. Period. And we also need to list the operative report from 6-19-20. Period. New paragraph. On 6-19-20, Mr. Colon underwent left knee surgery by Dr. Tucker. Period. This involved arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy, comma chondroplasty of the medial femoral condyle, comma medial tibial plateau, comma trochlea, comma patella, comma and lateral tibial plateau, semicolon, and major synovectomy. Paired the postoperative diagnoses were medial meniscus complex tear and root tear, comma degenerative joint disease, comma and synovitis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a cast on his left arm that he attributed to a recent work injury. Period. He had surgery done the day before the exam by Shore Orthopedics. Period. He did not have his knee brace here. Period. I did happened to see him climb up 4 steps from the parking lot to our office level. Period. Lower extremities. He remained dressed, pulling up his sweatpants. Period. This revealed portal scars of the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 0 to 100 degrees of flexion with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion on the right was full to from 0 to 135 degrees with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. He had full range of motion of the hips and ankles without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. For resisted left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5-5. He had mild tenderness palpation at the suprapatella, comma, lateral popliteal, comma, and inframedial aspects of the left knee, but there was none on the right. Knees, neural, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mildly antalgic gait on the left, but no handheld assisted device or ambulation. Period. And then the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 3-21-20, Gabriel Colon jumped out of his truck and landed solidly on his feet. Period. He did not fall. Period. Later that day and the following day, he noticed pain and swelling in his knee. Pretty sought care at Atlantic Care Occupational and was diagnosed with left knee sprain and effusion. Pretty quickly came out of the orthopedic scratch that they noted a history of 8 synvisc injections to both knees in the past, the most recent of which was in 2019. Currently, the petitioner denies any previous injuries or problems to the knees. This obviously raises a question about veracity and the existence of pre-existing knee problems. He belatedly admitted to having osteoarthritis in the right knee, for which he was already getting treatment. He got more injections to the knee, this knee, post-surgery on the left. New paragraph, he had an MRI of the left knee on 4/16/20. He followed up with Dr. Tucker to review these results. Additional conservative care was rendered. However, on 6/19/20, Dr. Tucker performed surgery as described above. The petitioner followed up post-operatively. As of 3/31/22, he had just finished a series of viscosupplementation injections for the left knee, which helped. He was diagnosed with unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. New paragraph. Physical exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left knee. There was crepitus about both knees, indicative of underlying osteoarthritis. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left without a handheld assisted device. He was able to walk on his heels and toes and squat and rise fluidly. New paragraph, this case represents 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. In light of the history of prior problems with this knee necessitating viscosupplementation injections, a large portion of the 7.5% will be attributable to pre-existing conditions. End.